from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Grenada, the High Court orders freedom for three killers of Morris Bishop, but it's short-lived. A British Member of Parliament says imposition of visas on Jamaicans would be a wrong move by the British government. And we hear how Trinidad and Tobago is functioning without a parliament. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The High Court in Grenada today ordered the release of three of the 17 people jailed for the murder of Prime Minister Morris Bishop 19 years ago. But the government immediately sought a stay of execution of the judgment handed down by Justice Brian Alleyne. The judge ruled in favour of the men's arguments that it was unconstitutional for them to serve multiple 15-year sentences for manslaughter consecutively. He said citizens cannot be required to serve more than one sentence for the same crime. They were accused in the killings of Mr. Bishop, three cabinet members and seven other people during a coup in 1983, which prompted a US-led invasion. From St. George's, here's Lou Smith.
Cosmas Richardson, Andy Mitchell and Vincent Joseph had all been convicted of manslaughter. The three were former members of the then People's Revolutionary Army, were said to be the ones who fired the fatal shots on the 19th October 1983. They had argued that they were simply carrying out orders. The men were represented in court by Trinidadian attorney at law Keith Scotland, who described today's order as a culmination of 18 months of work, bearing in mind that he had even been denied access to see his clients in the beginning and had